What is up?
Renee asked. She started in with how they were my friends. If you're really my friends, you'll just have to hang back from me right now. I can't explain. They were pissed. The manager was waiting at the register, and Renee burst past me, pushing me hard in the shoulder. I wanted to grab a clump of her hair and pull it out. She paid and stalked away. She's precious, I muttered to Alex. Yeah, well, you always said you never wanted to get on her shit list. He grinned all smug. You're on it. Leandra's her friend. Yeah, well, so am I. Maybe you guys could grow up, thank you. I flipped the five onto the counter and watched the manager reach into the drawer. I need quarters and dimes for the phone booth, please. Ew, that's grown up, Alex said. What are you guys calling? 900 numbers? Bite me, I said under my breath, took the change, and walked out. Outside, Renee was big time in Allie's face. Beau was nowhere I could see.
Could have stayed with me and Ryan. You have to butt in on Leandra's turf? Are you stupid?
No, and it's none of your business, Allie came back.
Leandra's my business. She's my friend.
Oh, get a life, Allie said, backing away from her.
It shouldn't matter to you where I stay.
Your stupid sex life makes it a problem where you stay, Renee hollered.
I didn't cause your legendary rep, Allie. You caused it. If people think you're a slut, that's because you practically begged them to. My dad told me about your mother. Well, guess what? You're no better.
Allie balled up her fist, and before I knew what was happening, Renee went flying into me, all screaming. Allie screamed next, surprised at her own punch, I guess. I grabbed Renee, and Alex was hollering.
Ladies, hold up!
Renee elbowed me in the gut, and I thought my whole chest had caved in.
Renee, Jesus!
I yelled, trying to keep from slinging her into the wall.
Maybe you don't know her mom is a major slut, Tori.
I grabbed her by the hair to keep her off Allie. That got Alex bear-hugging me from behind, which wasn't helping my aching gut. Renee spat out,
Well, I know about her mom. My dad told me.
An enormous hand reached from behind the wall and gripped Renee's wrist, keeping her from swinging. As Beau came walking out, Renee walked backward, and he continued walking forward. He finally slung down her wrist. He said,
God, you look funny when you're scared, Bowen. You don't get scared too often, I guess. Not with that big fat mouth of yours always flapping along in front of you.
I'm not scared of you, you tard, she croaked.
He jumped forward at her, hollering,
Rah!
Or something. She screeched. I started laughing under my breath. It was funny watching her piss herself, considering she just sent my gut halfway to hell with that elbow job.